Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration. This is technique number 16. This is called the variety technique. The variety technique. In an authorized biography of Srila Advaitacharya titled Advaita Prakash, it explains that the famous Namacharya Haridas Thakur every day chanted 300,000 holy names, 192 rounds without fail. He broke these 192 rounds into three groups. He chanted 64 rounds of Manasik Japa silently in his mind. He chanted 64 rounds of Hare Krishna Japa softly murmuring, whispering, Upamshu, and he chanted 64 rounds loudly, Uchaishik. Hari Bhakti Vilas also describes three ways to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, three different varieties, and this is the title of Technique 16, the Variety Technique. One variety is Manasik, which means mind, chanting in your mind and not making any external audible sound. You can try this variation. You're used to ordinary softly chanting or whispering Upamshu, but just to increase your taste and attraction and experience in our lifelong practice of Hare Krishna Bhajan, Krishna Bhakti Bhajan, try chanting one or two rounds silently. It's very effective and very productive and very amazing. If you try chant Manasik Japa one round or two rounds, if possible, if you can concentrate and internally hear and feel and absorb yourself in chanting Japa, although not making any sound, you'll find a very sublime and wonderful experience in chanting Manasik Japa. Variety number two, Upamsu. This means soft chanting that can only be heard by the sadhaka. Three, Vachika, means loud chanting, at least loud enough so others can hear you. Doesn't necessarily mean shouting or yelling, just you're chanting loud enough so someone next to you or nearby you can hear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. To prevent boredom or monotony in your chanting of Hare Krishna Japa, you can alternate between these three forms of chanting Japa. And by this variety technique, you will improve your concentration, maintain your taste for Japa, and cultivate your attraction in Hare Krishna Japa. For variety, you can try chanting four rounds, one granti, of Manasik Japa. Close your lips, press your tongue against the palate so your tongue does not move. Only your mind should move. You should mentally pronounce each word of the Maha Mantra. However, to perform this variety of japa, manasik mental chanting successfully, it's not very easy. It requires the utmost concentration, and you have to really focus all your attention on Krishna's divine names. By doing manasik japa, or at least trying to, you'll become aware very clearly how inattentive you usually are when you're chanting softly or loudly japa. For example, when you're chanting loudly, or at least so others can hear, you may be chanting at a feverish pitch and steady like a train going down the tracks, but your mind and heart may be a million miles from Krishna. However, audible or loud chanting is very beneficial. especially when your mind slips into monotony or the ghosts of desire surface from the depths of your mind. The ghosts of desire surface from the depths of your mind. At times like this, although not recommended, one should actually chant sitting in one place. When you're feeling monotonous or distracted too much, you can take a brisk walk in the fresh air and go to the roof of your kutir and chant your loud as you can in what we call, quote, rooftop rounds, end of quote. This variety technique will help revive your interest and attention in japa. In summary, technique 16, the variety technique, all three forms of chanting Hare Krishna japa, silently, whispering, or slightly audibly, will please Krishna and purify your heart, provided you chant with sincerity and devotion. With practice, you can choose the chanting variety or style that gives you the best results. Or you can follow Haridas Thakur's example of chanting your Hare Krishna japa in all three varieties, some silent rounds, some soft, some loud. As in all devotional efforts, however, you should always seek the guidance and blessings of your wise and benevolent guru. Thus ends technique number 16, the variety technique.